Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 2, we were talking about presenting ourselves in body and in spirit as a living sacrifice to God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When we give room to worldliness, licentiousness, looseness, or laxness, that is pollution. You see, we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We are to glorify God in our bodies and in our spirit, which are God's. Now, we are told that they escaped through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word knowledge here is defined as an intimate knowledge. It expresses thorough participation in the object of the knowledge by the subject. Now, particularly in this passage, it is referring to the knowledge which very powerfully influences the form of religious life. Now, my friend, grasp what is being said here. These have, by the influence of the Word of God, cleaned up their lives, and they are relatively pure. But as they go on in false doctrine, for example, we just mentioned that about verse 19, says, promising them liberty, and they corrupt the doctrine of grace, and they find that this grace begins to give them license to sin. You see, the influence is there, and the influence has helped them to clean up, and they are only relatively pure. I have our church, our ladies, for example, to sing in the choir, they must wear dresses. And most of our ladies at our church wear dresses to church. Now, oftentimes we'll find that when a new lady comes to church, she may come in a pair of slacks. But we also find that in a very short order of time, without saying anything to her, she's wearing a dress. And it's just the fact of the influence of the rest of the ladies wearing dresses to church. Now, as a result of them cleaning up and having the influence of the Word of God on them, but not having a real relationship, being in false doctrine, well, they get entangled again. That is, they're interwoven. They're braided like a woman's hair. And that's the idea of, again, entangled therein in verse 20. We think of Daniel's image and the feet were made of part iron and part clay, and we're told they don't mix, but they are stuck together. And that's what we find here, that now they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but then they are again entangled in the world and overcome, so that the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Perhaps they began to weave the flesh and worldliness back into their religion. They got in the Bible, and perhaps they made a public decision. Then they cleaned up their lives. But they too are horrified when they read of crime, violence, the rampant sin in, say, our public educational institutions, as well as other public places. They have escaped the pollution, but they are still corrupt. It's kind of like a surgeon's knife. It may be dirty, and one can wash off the dirt and make it look clean, but if it's not sterilized, it becomes an instrument of danger, perhaps death. Now, I realize that today there's a lot of changes going on in religion, and I believe that people are very sincere when these changes are made. I have no doubt in my heart and mind that many are sincere, and we're not attacking them per se, as we are showing our disagreement by the Word of God with turning back to the flesh. People will say, well, you know, you got to change. And I agree. We should be more holy and more separate from the world this year than we were last year. And we should even be more holy and more separate from the world next year than we are this year. I said separate, but not isolated. Okay, so make sure that you understand the difference between the two. But now when you go back to the world, and when you start incorporating the world, when you start incorporating the flesh into your worship and into your church and to every aspect of your life, you're not changing. You're reverting to form. Reverting to form is not change. And he tells them here that the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Now, with that thought in mind, let's read verse 21. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Now, we take this verse 21 of 2 Peter chapter 2, and we compare it to Luke chapter 12, verses 47 and 48, where we read, And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. And so we see that in judgment there's going to be a finer tooth for some that have had the greater opportunity than others. But we also see here in our text in 2 Peter 2:21 that it had been better not to know the way of righteousness than after you've known it to turn from it. Then it's much worse for that person. Now, these turned from the holy commandment, we're told. The commandment is holy. In Psalms 47, verse 8, we read, God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. Now, my friend, if you get nothing else out of this message that you're listening to today, please get this. God has not forsaken his holiness for this day of grace. He has not forsaken his holiness for this day of grace, that it might give you liberty to the flesh. Did you know that the Greek word interpreted saints in the scripture is often also interpreted holy? Listen to Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23 in this context. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you. Now this is how he presents you. In other words, this is the purpose of the cross and the resurrection. This was the purpose in saving you. This was the goal. He says to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Now, my friend, that's just simply telling us that a person that hears the way of salvation, a person that hears the truth of God's word and sees the need to repent, who may reform for a while, but doesn't really turn to God, does not come to a commitment to Christ, then it was better for them not to have heard it at all than to hear it and then reject it. You see, salvation is not reform first and then turn to God. You turn to God first. When you turn to God, you find that you're turning from the world. Old Dr. J. Vernon McGee used to use the illustration of placing his hand in front of his face. And he'd be looking at the palm of his hand, and then he would say, all right, now let's turn our hand 180 degrees. And suddenly the palm was facing away from your face. And then he said, when you turn to God, just like your palm is turned the opposite direction, then you have also turned from something. You have turned from yourself. You have turned from your sin. But we don't reform in order to get saved. We turn to Jesus Christ. And as we turn to Christ, we find that we also, in the same attitude and moment, we repent. Now, I didn't say do penance, you see. A lot of people are substituting doing penance and, as a result, a reformation along with the word repent. No, repent is a change of the mind. It is a turning from. You turn from your sin, but you turn from yourself and depending on yourself, and now you're placing your trust solely, totally in Christ. So he says in verse 21 that it was better that they had not known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Now, what was that commandment of God that was delivered unto them? Does Scripture tell us? Yes. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31 says it this way. At the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Now, by the way, that is a holy commandment. So God commands all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead. Now, do you see the point there? The man is raised from the dead. That is, the Lord Jesus Christ. And based upon that ability, that power, he makes these statements about judgment. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.